and welcome to this podcast. I'm Zoe. In this podcast, we'll talk about artificial intelligence that mimics dead people, also known as dead bots.
Hi, I'm Talia, and I'm going to explain why some scientists think it's a bad idea. As we begin, it's important to remember what artificial intelligence is. Zoe, can you explain it to us?
Of course. This refers to the ability of a digital computer or computer-controlled robot to perform tasks commonly associated with intelligent beings.
So, what a dead bot is for?
Dead bots are chatbots that mimic the people you love so that you can keep good memories of them and keep them close to you even after they have passed away. This is why some scientists believe it is a great opportunity for humans.
On the other hand, some scientists think it's disturbing because it acts like a dead person. In fact, they think that when someone dies, you have to accept the fact that they die because it's part of life. You have to remember that robots are not real, but the deaths is.
For some, having AI to keep memories of the people you love is a good way to get over someone's death. Indeed, Dr. Amanda Lambros, a grief recovery specialist, said that it is a great initiative, something that people can reach out to while grieving.
But some scientists say it's not denying death, but the fact that the person is no longer present. By replacing someone with a robot, you don't accept, even unconsciously, that this person is gone. When a person dies, the only contact you can have with them is from you to them. They can't interact with you, answer you. A robot gives you the impression that it does, which is bad in the opinion of some people, because it's not reality. And it's called denial. The problem is that the return to reality hurts more than denial does good.
There is another app called Hereafter. It was invented by James Vlahos after James' father's death. The family wanted to preserve his memory. The app uses the same concept, but instead of mimicking a dead person, you can record them talking about stories and their life, so that you can then share everything with your family after they died. And it goes the other way around. You can record yourself for the future generations. That way you can share your life experiences with your loved one, and they can still remember after your death.
So, if someone asks for a story, does an artificial intelligence respond with the voice of the missing person?
Yes, it is a great tool to pass memories to the future generations, since the voices are downloaded and can be listened to at any time.
In the opinion of some scientists, it's the same problem. You interact with someone who has died. It's different from researching him, reading about him, or seeing pictures about him, because when you have to search for yourself, you know that this person is gone. The difference is that here, it is as the AI is creating new actions from a dead person, whereas, on the other hand, we don't create new things. We solicit our memory. We use what already exists and what we can change. On top of that, we can discover things that we weren't meant to find, which can be problematic and confusing without more explanations.
It is a risk that people are willing to take. There are already millions of users on the app.
So it depends on you if you consent or not to become a dead bot.
Well, thank you for listening to this podcast.
Bye.
Bye.